Or 2-0.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It must feel pretty good. You smiling already.
It does feel good, man. It's my first time in my career that we started off 2-0. And you know what? It's 1 week at a time right now. We're not going to get overconfident about anything. We're just going to go out and play the way we've been playing, a smart, tough football, and just keep working hard in practice.
How much are guys excited about, you know, that home opener now?
They can't wait, man. I know the fans are going to be there. We're going to have a packed house. Obviously, they're going to play a big key in this game. And we just can't wait, man. It's a new season for us, a new era. We can't wait to go out there in front of our home crowd.
I was talking to some of the guys, as excited they are about the home opener. They said the thing that they like the most about being at home, they don't have to be suited and booted. They can just come as casual as possible.
No question. You know, Coach Philbin, he's strict, man. So we got to definitely wear jeans and a collared shirt. But, you know, it's a different feeling when you're at home. It's less stressful. You know, the crowd won't play a factor on offense when we can't hear anything out there. And it'll be our first home game. So, you know, we want to have a good home record this year. And we want to make our mark.
So you're saying you don't like the suit and tie?
I like the suit and tie, man. I look good in the suit and tie. But it's just the fact after the game, you got to put on a suit and tie when we're tired, hot, sweaty, and then sit in front of all these hot cameras. No problem.
What kind of a test Atlanta is? Obviously, a team people picked the finish pretty high.
They're a really good football team. You know, they finished first in their division last year. They're very well coached, very disciplined. They got a bunch of great football players on their football team. We got to go out and we have to play our best game this year.
How nice is that feeling to be 2-0? Those games came on the road. You haven't even played at home yet.
It's a really good feeling, man. You know, one thing about winning, it's contagious, man. So once we get that feeling, it just keeps rolling. Right now, we're just going out, practicing hard, trying to do the right things as far as studying the extra film and making those adjustments that we need to make to keep winning these tough games.
What were some of those adjustments you made in game number 2 as far as the run game?
It was good, man. We had the run game going. Obviously, our receivers played really well. They caught the ball. We made a lot of plays down the football field. And once again, Tannehill came through for us, man. He's been playing great this year.
It was nice to see 51 out in front of that receiver screen down at the end. Tell us a little bit about that.
It was fun, man. You know, that's my little thing. I like going downfield, making blocks. But if it wasn't for Mike setting it up for me, it wouldn't have been easy. So Mike did a great job setting the block up for me. And it was just me, you know, being one of the 11 guys out there trying to help our team win.
What did it mean to you guys after struggling a little bit to run the football against the Browns, coming back, throwing over 100 yards against Indianapolis?
No question, man. We take a lot of pride in our run game. That's how you tell if you have a good offensive line. In the first game, it was just unacceptable to rush for 20 yards. We put our mindset in practice that we were going to go out and have a great week of practice, which we did. And we went out and ran the ball well, and it really helped us get that win.